The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
And it's the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. If you've ever watched a video on social media and thought, why would somebody make that? It is just annoying. Well, that is deliberate rage baiting. We know the algorithms have been doing it for some time, but now the content creators, as they love to be called, are at it. So why do so many of us love content that just makes us furious? Here to explain it all is psychotherapist Richard Hogan. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, Anton.
So this is people watching videos where it isn't just the algorithm gives them, offers them up more annoying stuff.
Yeah.
It's they will willingly watch a creator do something that irks them.
Absolutely.
Why?
Well, first of all, the brain is designed, you know, to consume and to be alerted to kind of something that would be a threat to you, right? So the brain is designed to think that the noise in the bush is not benign. It could be possibly something bad for longevity and life and all the rest of it. So we're interested, something that provokes outrage or disgust or righteous indignation will be something that will traffic far more than something that is a fuzzy cat saying, good day, good morning, have a good one. That's not what we're going to be consuming.
No.
We're going to go back to the model who tells us, my life is hard because I have so many men interested in me. We're going to go back to look at that one. Or life is so hard for me because I'm so beautiful. You know, that's going to annoy us.
And see, I can understand that if it is fear. So that thing
well,
is the noise in the bush a threat to us. Whereas when people are logging on to watch entitled people shout at staff across counters, how is that protecting us from any
threat? But don't
we
want to say something to that entitled person, you see?
A fine point.
You know what I mean? We want to tell that entitled person how entitled they are. Where the person who's saying, have a good day, we're like, well, they're no threat to me. I mean, that's whatever. Blah. You know, let that happen. But this person who annoys us about that kind of the model in America telling us how wonderful her life is or how annoying it is because she's got so many guys who want to be her zaddy in these days. And so we're going to go, how dare you, blah,
blah,
blah.
Want to be her what?
Her zaddy. Have you not heard this term? No.
What's a zaddy?
A Gen Z daddy type of thing, right? The older man for a Gen Zer. And that's a new term. I'm up with the new term.
I'm coming to understand that, Richard. Now,
I'm right in the middle of it.
Is it possible to train yourself to like the fuzzy cats and not to be enticed by the rage bait?
Well, I think we all need to take responsibility for this because, you know, it's far more sinister than just the fuzzy cat or the model and thing. The reality is, as you said, fear and outrage is one of the greatest ways to get a collective, to catalyze collective motion and movement. And that's why Donald Trump was saying he loved the TikTok because I did well on the TikTok. Because, you know, if you look at any of his videos, people think he's, you know, quite, say, intellectually impaired. This guy is very clued into this stuff. You know, if you think about the most trafficked thing last year was they're eating the dogs. You know, they're eating the cats, right? You know, or another thing he said is boys are going out to school and they're coming home girls. Right. And we all know that's inaccurate. Right. But that is going to fuel a collective response to it. And he knows who his demographic is. And so these things are actually influencing policy, influencing actually regimes and world order in some ways.
And is it a unique thing thanks to social media? Because I assume previously what happened was if you got this angered at somebody, you did it because you heard them say it in front of you and you were able to influence them. Whereas now it is an impotent rage.
Like, yeah. Absolutely. So you can collect, you can have an absolute global response to this outrage or thing that somebody said. So it's very dangerous. And we all have to take responsibility. You know, it's like tabloids of old, you know, Gotcha or whatever. You know, the headline that you kind of go over was clickbait or it was bait to get you to buy the paper. This is just rage bait. It's, you know, it's the way these platforms are set up. That is to monetize content, but not even content, to monetize engagement. So it doesn't matter what the content is, once it's getting engagement, that's what's paramount. And so we all have to think, well, we're all responsible for what we consume. You're asking a very good question. Are we responsible for what's been presented to us and what the content is that's been created? Yes, we are. And so we have to stop consuming this stuff and understand. And critical literacy in our children is a really important thing to develop because we're in the age of, we don't know what's true or what's not true with AI, you know, what's being generated. So we have to tell our children to be careful about what they click on or what they look at and try to seek out more authentic, accurate information. It's very hard.
But are we fighting biology, though? Because we
do
intrinsically
love
focus on the negative.
Yeah, come here till I tell you. You know what I mean? We love the person over the wall telling us what the neighbour down the road did. It's a part of the human condition to be interested in other people's stories and to kind of feel at least I'm not that person. You know, there's something about our self-righteousness and all of this too. So we have to analyse that and be careful of, I think we have to really teach our kids about this stuff so that they don't get caught more than they should into this stuff.
How though?
Digital literacy Anton, needs to be so promoted. It needs to be one of the fundamentals, like maths, you know, like numeracy and literacy. Digital literacy has to be a pillar, a part of the educational system now. We're in a whole new world and we're at the start of it. We can't be supine here. We can't be blind here. We have to educate our children so that we need them to be critical thinkers more than ever. When I was going to school in the 90s, you know, you had to be a critical thinker, but not the way, you didn't have the information that was coming into you now. And so our children need
Although,
that training.
If you take the 90s as case in point and you look at the recent Jerry Springer documentary.
Oh, exactly.
Biggest show on the planet at one point, and it was
rage bait. That was rage bait. That was putting people up at the it was terrible stuff. Putting people up and showing their lives at the most fundamental, they were vulnerable people just for us to laugh at and to view and to make us outraged at it.
But I suppose the big difference between Jerry Springer and social media is in Springer, all they got was a trip to, I think it was filmed in Chicago, and then a ticket home. Yeah. For social media, the people who are uploading these videos, they get paid. They know that one worked, I'll keep doing it.
They get paid massive money now, Anton. They get paid huge money. And so the bigger the click, the bigger the engagement, the more money they make. So you can see the business model. The business model is built around engagement. And what gets engagement? The nice video where you're speaking about moderate stuff and you're talking about, you know, really sensible stuff in the middle? No one's gonna click on that. People want to hear the extreme of both sides. And actually, it's swung, say, from left-leaning ideology right towards the right. And so I even see that with influencers or, like, say, psychologists that you might have one time thought they had some good ideas. Now you see them overly religious. You know, you see them talking about really right wing and you know, because they know they're following the cash. And these guys with the content, they're following the cash. And so whatever gets the most clicks, that's what they're going to do and try to outdo it. So it's more outrageous, 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 because dopamine fires. With the more extreme, the more outrageous, dopamine fires. So you actually feel good consuming it. So you're going to go back to consuming it again. And then when you leave a message kind of going, you know, F you, blah, blah, blah. You're even something outrageous with the message. You also feel good doing that.
So it isn't just that it makes you furious. It's that being furious is nice.
Yes, it makes you feel good. Yeah. There's the problem.
Is there any prospect, do you think, of us ever being able to unpick all this? Because there was a bit of a move against the social media giants furthering this kind of content. That has all gone out the window.
At one point, we had a tablespoon keeping the tide out. Now the spoon has shrunk. It's gone. It's gone, absolutely. I would say, look, the fundamental here, Anton, is that these guys, if the Irish Examiner, the Irish Times was doing this, they'd be hauled in front of an Oireachtas, right? And so these guys can get around this by saying that they're not publishers. And we need to all, and our policymakers say, you are. Publishing, you are absolutely publishing, and so you have to take responsibility for the content that you produce. That would be the start of, like, actually reining this thing back.
Richard, thank you very much. That is psychotherapist Richard Hogan. Next,
the Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance,
weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.